Chapter 7. Before Tim arrived, Jane was checking her emails. Carl Castor had sent her one during the day. Presumably, Jerry had passed on the message as asked. It was entitled Book Jacket and suggested they meet later to discuss it. She closed the email, muttering something about the Queen Mother as Tim knocked. Good to see you're visiting during sociable hours, she laughed. He thumbed over his shoulder. Should I come back? When? She asked. It's already tomorrow. She eyed the takeout, Chinese, and took it from him. The smell alone made her salivate. He followed her into the kitchen and noted the clock on the wall. It was getting on for 1:30. I'm sorry it's so late. You'd have to remember your watch in future, she teased, spooning noodles between two plates. You'd better not forget it tomorrow. It's obvious Dal knows about us, especially with that faux pas you made about Quincy Market. Tim sighed. I can't believe I said that. I'm sorry. We have to eat this with chopsticks. Have you got any? You're set in your ways for a young guy, she gestured to the cutlery drawer. I'm older than you, Jane laughed. How old do you think I am? I was taught it's not polite to ask a lady her age, nor guess it. She nodded, emphasising the point was quite right. Grabbed the two plates and gestured him through to the living room. Who taught you that, your mother? My grandmother, actually. I don't remember my mother. She died when I was a kid. Before she was able to take her seat, she looked up, shocked. Tim, that's awful. I'm so sorry. What happened? She was killed in a car accident. My grandparents raised me. That made sense to her. There was something a little conservative about his character. Something traditional about him, like the way he opened the doors and treated her respectfully. That was so unlike most of the guys she knew these days. But she liked it. She liked the uniqueness of it. Being brought up by grandparents would do that. My grandfather was a cop, too. He made the job sound fascinating. He's the reason I joined. She wanted to eat, but somehow now it seemed wrong to touch it. Tim sat down opposite and tucked in. You're not upset? He looked surprised. About what? Your parents, she said, still standing. I was a little kid when it happened. I have almost no recollection of them at all. That's sad. What happened to your dad? We never knew. He shook his head, taking in her shock. Seriously, we didn't. He left me at my grandmother's when I was 6 years old, and he never returned. Of course, when I was younger, they told me he was dead. But before my grandmother died, she told me the truth, that he just left. He abandoned you? My God, that's just incredible. The stuff of novels, huh? He smirked. Yeah, absolutely. It added so many more layers to him. And Dale knows all this? I don't think he ever bothered to ask, he said with confusion. Why does it matter what Dale knows, anyway? He's my partner, not my mother. I don't know. I guess it doesn't. I'm sorry. I'm just a little shocked at your story and the way you just came out with it. She played with a noodle between her chopsticks and then revisited the thought. I wonder what happened to your dad. Don't you ever wonder? I used to. Now I don't so much. They weren't young parents. He'd be in his 70s by now if he was even alive, but my guess is he's dead. You don't know that for sure. Well, he never tried to contact me, and you can't bury a person you don't have a body for. He spoke candidly and with some humour, which threw her a little. But his general mood was a little off tonight, and she could feel it. Can't you try to find him somehow? Why? As you rightly pointed out, he abandoned me. Besides, I don't know him. My grandfather was more of a dad to me than he ever was. How does someone get over something like that? Who says they do? Anyway, I had fantastic grandparents. Well, amen to that. They were always there for me and taught me more than most parents teach their kids. I don't think I've turned out too bad, he smiled, hoping she would do the same. She did. Well, I have to agree with you there, and let's face it, no other guy has bought me dinner two nights running this week. Something I will reciprocate, I insist. Tim cast aside her words. The downside to being raised by older folk is that I'm a little prejudiced in that respect. I can't have a lady buy me dinner. You can, Tim, and you will. He flashed his grey-green eyes upwards as he filled his mouth. We're going to argue over this? No, she said promptly. No argument. But I'm still taking you to dinner sometime, and that's final. Final? He repeated. Anybody ever tell you that you're a woman with dominant tendencies? Jane laughed. thankful for a reason to smile. Oh, how did the interview go with the mother? It went as well as I expected. She hasn't seen her daughter in months. The next time she hears about her, the woman's dead. He sounded unusually cold. It's so sad, she sighed. Is the case being treated as a serial killer now? Pretty much. Too many current occurrences for it not to be. He rubbed his face. Sleep deprivation was getting to him. Both single women, brunette hair, lived alone. Well, in Eleanor's case, she was obviously homeless, but was alone. We don't know yet if that's a deciding factor. What did Heather Walker do for a living? She worked in an office downtown. We talked to her co-workers, but nothing showed up. One of them we couldn't trace. Why not? Out of town, due back tomorrow. We'll catch up with him then. Him? It was a man? Yeah. You think it could be him? Without a weapon and a motive, he shrugged. Of course, if the guy has an alibi. Being out of town isn't alibi enough, is it? We need proof of where he was and someone to verify he was there at the time of the murder. One thing we did find, though, the homeless woman, Eleanor Packer. She was always destitute. What do you mean? You and she have something in common. What? She'd written a book. It was in a shopping cart she pushed around. We found the cart around the corner from the body. He pulled the small book from his coat pocket next to him and showed her. The cover was dark brown with a simple title on the front which read Poetry. Cool, she wrote poetry? She took the book and flicked through the pages. It's evidence, Jane. I'll be careful. It's published by Mantra, but it was a while ago and they're not listed anymore. Mantra? That sounds familiar. She turned to the front of the book to see. Maybe Carl and Jerry would know about it. Why don't you call them tomorrow? That's what I thought. Agents and publishers generally walk hand in hand. She handed it back to him. I've got to see Carl tomorrow anyway. Maybe you could join me. He wants to talk about my next book jacket. He's talking about sexing it up. Says the last one made me look like the Queen Mother. What's wrong with that? I thought she was nice. She was. She was also over a century old. I see your point. So, she paused. Did you begin the book yet? I wondered when we were going to get around to this. And? Yes, I read some. I got through the first chapter and that's what made me late this afternoon. You were hooked, weren't you? She put her empty plate to one side and slapped her legs. I knew I could convert you. What about Dale? He wouldn't understand. He's not exactly a complex guy. He wouldn't read a book even if his life depended on it. Well, maybe that's another challenge for me then. Convert him. Tim stared at her with all seriousness. What? You're not thinking of giving him a copy? Why not? You liked it. No, Jane. His face was deadly serious. Not him. Why? I don't think he'll enjoy it, is all. His body language and expression suggested something else. Was Tim Angel envious of his own partner? Could that be the case? I just mean, well, he treats women a little differently. I don't think he'll enjoy his company too much. I've spent many long hours with the likes of Jerry, Tim. If I can handle him, I'm pretty sure I can handle Dale. I only want to show him my book, not spend the night with him. The words seemed to rip right through him. Had she opened an old wound, perhaps? You'd be wasting your time, he told her, trying not to absorb her last remark. He's not a book kind of guy. In fact, I'm not entirely convinced he can read at all, he forced a grin. She got the message, as confusing as it was. She left her seat and edged next to him. He looked worried, like a scared animal, unsure of what was happening. You're not thinking that I'm interested in him, are you? You know, romantically. I don't know, are you? God, you're one insecure guy for a cop, do you know that? I've never known a man like you before. You actually treat me like I'm a woman, not some piece of meat on your arm, and at the same time you make me crazy. She stroked her hand against his cheek. His beard was beginning to come through. It was rough, though a good look on him. If it means that much to you, I won't give him a copy at all. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to sound like some pathetic school kid. I just mean if you gave him something, anything at all, he'd likely use it as an excuse to take you to dinner. And I think you know how that turns out. I ate dinner with you and I'm still standing. He gave her a, you know what I mean, look. I wouldn't spend time worrying about it, Tim. I don't think he's attracted to me anyway. You're female and you have a pulse. Of course he's attracted to you. Anyway, I'm just telling you so you don't find yourself in an embarrassing situation. I would hate that to happen. Or would you just hate the fact I was spending time alone with him? That was it. His face fell back to seriousness. Yeah, sure. He came back quickly with a mixture of jealousy and anger. I'd hate that too. Is that what it boils down to? Jealousy? No, I'm not jealous of him. We're completely different people. Why is this such an issue for you? Why is this such an issue for me? She asked. Why the hell is it such an issue for you? I told you, I don't like the way he treats women, and I don't want him treating you like that. I feel, well, that you deserve better. Finally, it was out. So I won't date him when I hand him a copy, she teased, shrugging her shoulders. Wow, Tim, you really like me. She giggled like a schoolgirl. Gee, you think we should make up before my parents get back? You're making fun of me, Jane. I'm sorry, I'm just filled with this case. The longer it takes to find this guy, the more women are in danger. I'm not in a good frame of mind tonight. Maybe I'd better just leave. Jane stood, unsure of what to make of him. No, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have made fun. I guess we're all living with our emotions on our sleeves at the moment. You're a pretty amazing guy, Tim. She leaned forward and kissed him softly. I understand if you want to leave, but please don't just because of me and my stupid mouth. Sometimes I can't stop myself saying what I should keep for the novel. He looked intensely at her. Her full lips, sympathetic green eyes, and her pixie hairstyle, the slender body she'd managed to manoeuvre with agility and feminine sexuality. He was still wounded from her words, but instead of leaving, as he had suggested, he cupped her cheek and brought her nearer, claiming her lips instantly. The passion he exuded in intensity from her lasted just for a few seconds, but in her mind, it continued into eternity. Too soon, though, he'd stopped. He stared at her, breathlessly. She smelled so good, but he'd started something he was hardly able to stop. If I don't leave now, he swallowed, embarrassed he hadn't kept his feelings in check. I don't know what will happen. How could she do all these things to him with just a single look? He wasn't used to feeling that way with a woman. That was Dale's failing. Tim was regarded as sexless by most people because he didn't act upon every primal urge. Until now. Understanding his words, she took hold of his hand and walked him slowly to the bedroom. I do, she purred.